Our sermon text for today comes from John chapter 21, verses 15 through 19. Another one of the appearances of Jesus after the resurrection. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you dressed yourself and walked where you desired. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." He said this to signify by what kind of death he would glorify God. When he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." This is the word of God for the people of God. On the night that Jesus was crucified, Peter denied Jesus three times. Jesus had told Peter that he was going to deny him three times. And that's exactly what happened. Peter was asked three questions about if he was with Jesus, and he said no. He denied knowing Jesus. Now Jesus is getting ready to go back to heaven. It's a short time before he goes, and he meets with Peter again. Now there are some people who believe that Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" because Peter had denied Jesus three times. Now, it's just my opinion, but that's pretty petty if Jesus did that for that reason. So that's why today I'm going to show you that he didn't do it for that reason. Because what purpose would there be for Jesus to rub that in Peter's face? "Peter, you denied me three times. Now I'm going to ask you three times if you love me." It doesn't accomplish anything. The way we can understand it, though, is by going back and looking at it in the Greek, in the way that it's written in the original language. And I think it becomes very clear what Jesus is doing when he's talking to Peter. And I think the same thing that he's doing when he reaches out to us in our lives to let us know that he wants us to follow him. First of all, you need to understand that in English, we have one word for love. Does anyone know what it is? It's love. Now, in Greek, there are 16 words for love. Five that show up in the Bible. 16 in the what's called the Koine or the ancient Greek language. Five of them show up in the Bible. Two actually show up in this passage. The first one, when Jesus asked Peter, he says to Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" And he uses the word agape, which means unconditional or God's love. So the question that Jesus is asking Peter is, "Peter, do you love me with God's love, unconditionally?" And Peter's answer is, "Yes, Lord, I love you like a brother." Peter uses the word phileo, which is the word that Philadelphia comes from. It means brotherly love. It does not mean unconditional love. It means brotherly love. So when Peter answers Jesus' question, he says yes, but then when he answers it, he says, "Well, not really." He won't admit to loving Jesus with unconditional love. This is different from Peter, because Peter's always been one of those that's ready to rush right in. No matter what's going on, Peter's like a bull in a china shop. He's just going headfirst, full steam, into everything that he does. This is the first time in the scriptures that Peter doesn't do that. And Jesus says, "Feed my lambs." And the word in Greek here for lambs is literally little sheep, little lambs. And always in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, the lambs in the Bible are God's people. So Jesus is telling Peter, take care of my people. And often the lambs refer to the Jewish people. So he's calling Peter to care for his brothers and sisters, his Jewish people, to feed them. What is he going to feed them? He's going to feed them the message of Jesus Christ. Jesus asked Peter again, Peter, do you love me with God's love? And Jesus once again uses the word agape. Peter answers the same way he did the first time. He says, yes, Lord, I love you like a brother. So Peter will not answer the question again. In English, it seems that he does answer, but in reality, he's not. He's not committing to what Jesus is asking him. And then Jesus says to Peter, feed my small grazing animals. And the word here in Greek is a word that means both sheep and goats, all different kinds of small grazing animals. And I believe what's going on here is Jesus is telling Peter, you're going to feed the Jewish people, but we're also going to bring some goats in. In other words, the Gentiles, the non-Jews. It's going to be your job, Peter, to feed the Gentiles. And that's Peter's job. Peter becomes one of the major evangelists to the Gentile people. And he is the one who really gets the church going and becomes the first leader of the church, of the Gentile church. The third time, to me, is the key to this entire passage. Jesus looks at Peter and says to him, Peter, do you love me? And he uses the word phileo. Do you love me like a brother? And Peter gets upset, not because Jesus asked him a third time, but because the third time Jesus changed the answer. And Peter knew he was incapable of answering the question the way Jesus had asked it. And it upset him that Jesus had to change the answer. But I think that's the most important part about this passage. That tells us that Jesus doesn't expect perfection from us. He doesn't expect us to reach up to him to be good enough to do what he wants us to do, to be good enough to stand in his presence. Jesus comes down to where we are. And to me, that is the whole purpose of this entire passage with Jesus. Jesus is saying to Peter, okay, Peter, if that's the best you can do, if that's the best that you can offer to me, then will you do that? And Peter says, of course, you know everything. You know that I love you like a brother. And I think what Jesus is telling Peter and what he's telling us is, it doesn't matter where you've been in your life. It doesn't matter what you've done. You don't have to be good enough to stand in the presence of God. Because God will come to where you are. If you're willing to follow him, God will meet you where you are. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be anything spectacular. God's willing to come to wherever you are in life. And he's willing to accept where you are. Now, he's not going to leave you there. I think before Peter died, Peter could have said, Lord, I love you unconditionally. But he just wasn't ready at that time in his life. And oftentimes in our life, when we finally realize that we need Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're not in any place to think we're good enough. Because what we've come to understand is we're sinners. And our sin separates us from God. And we need to have God, but we're not good enough. And that's what this passage is about. It's about God saying, you don't have to be good enough. You just have to be willing to follow me. You have to be willing to give me the best that you have. And that's the requirement of Christianity. Not that we're good enough to be God's followers, but that we do the best that we can. Are we going to fall? We certainly are. We're going to fall down. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to mess up. And Jesus says, it's okay. Peter messed up a lot, but it's okay. Are you willing to give me your best? And that's the question that Jesus asked Peter. And Peter's answer is yes. And then Jesus says to Peter, and I think he says to the entire church, then take care of my small grazing animals. It's the church's job to care for people, whether they're like us or not like us. We're not called to just take care of our own, though we are called to take care of Christians first, to care for those within our congregations, those who are followers of Jesus Christ who are in need. But then we are called also to reach out to the world and to show them the love of God. How are they going to know God's love if we don't show them? How are we going to have God's love if we're not willing to follow him? Those are the questions we have to answer. If we're willing to give our best to God, God will take our best, pair it with the strength of the Holy Spirit, and change our world. That's the message of this passage. We have a God who will meet us where we are and then take us where he needs us to be, so that we can be his people. Jesus asked the same question that he asked to Peter to every single one of us today. Do you love me? Do you love me? And our answer should be, yes, Lord, to the best of my ability. I will love you and I will serve you. If we do that, that's all Jesus asks of us. He will take us and use us and change our world. Amen.